You're listening to SBS News.
Évidemment, quelques artifices de la couleur.
Colombians were celebrating in Paris and across the world in their home country after the Tour de France victory of one of their own, 22-year-old Egan Bernal. The youngest champion of the post-World War II era, the slightly built Colombian with a killer instinct on the road proved to be the strongest of the 176 strong men who roared off from the start. Nearly 3,400 kilometres of racing from the start in Brussels to the centre of Paris delivered one of the most absorbing, drama-packed tours in decades and a new cycling superstar in the making. He was a little overwhelmed.
It's incredible. I don't know what to say. Really, yes, I won the tour, but I still don't believe it. It's just unbelievable. I think I need a couple of days for it to settle.
Back home in his hometown of Zipaquirá, the streets were crowded by hundreds of people dressed in yellow and with Colombian flags. Among them, his aunt, Gloria Bernal.
This was a triumph that excited us a lot. We cried a lot, we were so anxious, and today we can finally say that we are the champions.
Bernal did not need to do much for the final stage of the race into Paris, having cemented his claim to the yellow jersey at the end of the previous stage. The final stage from Rambouillet to Paris is a largely processional ride, with only the final sprint being contested. But that didn't stop the excitement of those final moments of the race, as Australian Caleb Ewan screamed to the front, despite having been hemmed in deep in the pack with just a few hundred metres to go to the finish.
It's Bosun Hagen who opens up. The Norwegians are starting to scream. Is it Eddie the boss? He's got his nose in front. He's been close. Bonifazio, Richesi, the Argentinian. It's Caleb Ewan. It's a photo. No, it's not. It's one for the mantelpiece. It's Caleb Ewan. He makes it three.
It's the third stage win for Ewan, who was making his debut in the Tour this year. He told SBS the early stages were a struggle for him.
I think I did an Instagram and said I was the most consistent loser in the first half of the Tour de France. And I said that I hope to turn it around. And yeah, I'm so happy that I could have turned it around.
He says every day that you don't win, there's more pressure for you to get a win.
I think when there's more pressure on you to win, you want to win so badly that you start overthinking it, and as a sprinter you really just want to use your instincts to win a race. And once I got that first win, I think the pressure was off and I could start using the instincts again.
But in the end, the hero of the tour was Egan Bernal, and he paid tribute to the people who had supported him through the long, lonely training sessions day after day spent in preparation for the world's most famous cycle race.
You know, I think that my girlfriend is who has been during all the process. Yeah, sometimes when we are preparing these big races, we, like as a cyclist, I think that we do some crazy things to be in the form, you know, just some sacrifices, and she has been always there. So, yeah, it's special. Also with my dad, he is always with me. Every day that I train in Colombia, he comes with me with a motorcycle. So he's the only one that who knows how many kilometers I do, all the efforts that I do. So yeah, it's special to have them here.
Next year's Tour de France begins on the 27th of June on the Côte d'Azur in southern France. Alan Lee, SBS News.